Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, August 26th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
From an Irish point of view, we're very carefully monitoring the situation in relation to the UNIFIL mission.
Lebanon assessing damage from Israeli rocket and drone attacks and deluge of rain expected across the country. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach has called for a de-escalation of violence in the Middle East after a major exchange of rocket fire between Israel and Hezbollah over the weekend. The militant group launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel on Sunday, while the IDF said it struck Lebanon with around 100 jets to try and thwart a bigger attack. Taoiseach Simon Harris hopes a resolution can be found.
The situation in the Middle East is obviously something that we're all monitoring very, very closely. It's really important that we see a de-escalation in relation to tensions. The Middle East needs stability, certainly not an escalation of violence. We need to see a cessation of violence in the Middle East, not more. Ireland joins with the UN and others in calling for all sides to de-escalate in relation to violence.
Meanwhile, negotiations between Israel and Hamas have ended without agreement in Cairo. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone says the breakdown in talks is bad news for the region.
US officials speaking on background have said that on the sidelines the talks are still going. But clearly I think what this means is that on the face of it, neither Israel nor Hamas are agreeing to the proposals being put forward.
Back home, rents continue to rise across the country, with the last quarter seeing a 7% increase on the year before. The latest Daft.ie report shows monthly rents rose for the 14th consecutive quarter, averaging at €1,922 nationwide. Limerick City saw the greatest rise, up 21% year on year, while Cork and Galway both saw rent inflation of over 10%. Economist at Trinity College Dublin and the author of the report, Ronan Lyons, says supply outside of Dublin has dropped off dramatically.
If we go back a number of years and we look at how many homes that would have been available to rent, say the average across the late 2010s, you're typically talking something like 500 homes available to rent at any point in time across Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford. But on the 1st of August this year, there were just 151 homes in those four cities combined.
There are calls for a dedicated quit vaping service to be included in this year's budget. The Irish Heart Foundation claims many teenagers are looking for help to quit vaping. The biggest driver of traffic to youth information website Spunout is How to Quit Vaping, which has seen thousands of views. The Irish Heart Foundation's Director of Advocacy, Chris Macy, says more must be done to help teenagers kick the habit.
Nicotine is one of the most addictive substances on the planet. There's been an explosion in vaping among teenagers and young people, and we need to do more to protect them from becoming trapped into lifelong addiction. We know a lot of young people want to quit vaping. There's research in the US that shows that over half of young people who vape want to quit.
A search will begin in County Louth today for the body of disappeared British soldier Robert Nyrack. He's believed to have been abducted by the Provisional IRA while on an undercover operation in a pub in South Armagh back in 1977. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains has approved plans to conduct the first search for his remains since his disappearance. A deluge of rain is expected to hit many parts of the country later. A status yellow warning for rain will kick in for Cork, Kerry, Galway, Mayo, Leitrim and Donegal from 3 p.m. There's a risk of localised flooding and difficult travelling conditions until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Carl Nolan of Ireland's Weather Channel says the rain will be heavy.
That is for rainfall totals up between 30 to 50 millimetres in some parts. Now, specifically across Atlantic coastal counties, here we will see the heaviest of the rain, though everywhere is expected to see some heavy rain at times through tonight and into tomorrow morning, Tuesday.
A West Dublin train station that's been lying empty since it was built 15 years ago will open today. However, locals near Kishogue station are unhappy with the lack of a dedicated car park. News Talk's Tom Douglas reports.
Cashogue Station was built in 2009 with the intention of serving the planned Clonburris development. However, the timing was very unfortunate. Home building stalled very suddenly in the wake of the recession. So the four-platform facility fell into disrepair and suffered vandalism since then. It'll be opened officially at 11 o'clock this morning, having undergone very intense works to bring it back up to a usable standard. Locals on the Lucan side, the northern side of the railway station, have raised concerns about changes to the road layout outside and the lack of a dedicated car park. They've also pointed to the fact many commuter trains are already packed by the time they get here or to the neighbouring stations in Adamstown, Urquhart and Fonthill. Today's long-awaited opening ceremony coincides with changes to the Irish Rail timetable nationally.
In entertainment news, Liam and Noel Gallagher have both shared a cryptic post on social media in the biggest hint yet that a reunion is on the cards. A short video in the style of the Oasis logo reveals an announcement will be made tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. There's growing speculation that the brothers may finally reunite for live shows next year or even headline Glastonbury. Here's music journalist Matt Charlton.
The rumour is Oasis have booked 10 dates at Wembley Stadium, which would beat Taylor Swift's 8. I would have bet a week ago heavily against Oasis ever getting back together. I'm under the impression they still hate each other. And if this does happen, it's going to be for a lot of money.
And in sport, in GAA, Mickey Hart says he wants Offaly to compete for the Division 3 National Football League title next year. The three-time All-Ireland winning manager with Tyrone has been appointed as the Faithful's new joint manager on a three-year term alongside Declan Kelly. And Mickey Hart says he's not concerned about increased expectations in Offaly following his appointment.
I would rather have expectation on your shoulders than no hope. And that's the opposite. If you haven't got expectation, you're kind of no hoper. And I don't believe in that. I believe we should create an expectancy. And as I say, that doesn't mean to say you get what you would like as soon as you would want it. But there has to be signs that there's progress being made and you're heading in that direction.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.